Recording in progress.
We meet again, Zoe Thorne. Happy Friday!
Yay! Yay! It's Friday. We did it. We survived another week. Congratulations, everyone.
It's not the best looking weekend ahead, though. Finn will have more information on that in just a matter of moments.
What?
But...
what do you mean? Mine was saying it was nice. What is yours saying?
Well, okay. You know what? In fairness, you know I'm doing several shows for several radio stations in several markets. In several countries. I do get a little confused sometimes as to what the actual weather that I will be experiencing is. I'm showing a chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I have sunny in like highs of 10 and 11 with some clouds.
I like your forecast better. Okay, the ultimate authority. The ultimate authority, of course, is Finn. He's coming up. This is Yao, your Ottawa webcast. We try and talk about as many Ottawa things as we can. Ottawa Life movie reviewer Keith Whittier typically joins us on Fridays. Keith is off doing what movie reviewers do. He's watching movies and reviewing them. So he'll be back with us next week. But we will fill that void, a little something we've come up with called What You Watching. Got a few ideas for you for streaming and some new movies at the theaters. What else is on your mind today, Zoe? Cool.
I'm like, it's Friday.
That's the perfect answer for a Friday. I love it. We are online. The easiest way to listen to our podcast, if you don't know how to navigate Spotify, Apple, etc., if you just go to yowshow.ca, every episode is there for you. Click the one you want to listen to, share us with a friend, etc., and feel free to comment at 613-604-6464.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. After a reasonable dry morning, the rain and drizzle is back. This rain and drizzle is staying with us until the middle of the evening. A high of 15 in the daytime and a low of 3 tonight. Saturday is a much better day. In the morning, mainly sunny with some more clouds, but still enough sun in the afternoon. A high of 9 degrees in the daytime. The night is mainly clear with a low of plus 1. At ground level, that might cause some frost. Sunday, we see a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 9 degrees. Sunday evening starts with rain, then mixed precipitation, and at the end of the evening, expect wet snow. A low of minus 3, but it will give us a sunny start of Monday morning. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Campbell, Ontario, this was your PTR weatherman, Finn, voted Ottawa's best podcaster of 2024, only on blasttheradio.com. Catch me again on Monday for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
You were thinking of Finn moments ago as he was doing his forecast, and as we lead into this, when we're younger, of course, we learn things, and then as we grow older, we discover some of the things we learned weren't necessarily true. The Huffington Post, Zoe, is having a lot of fun with this. They asked their readers to name some things that they once believed to be true, up until very recently.
Oh.
Some of the answers are hysterically funny.
I think I have one I can add on to the end there. It wasn't recent that I've learned this, but it was in my more adulter years. So,
well, this is exactly what they're looking for. Here are some of my favorite answers. I cherry-picked a few just for the show, of course. This person says, I read Archie comics growing up. Amen. Yeah.
Yep.
And they always thought Reggie was pronounced reggae.
No, I'm dyslexic and I read Archie comics, and not once did I be like, oh, reggae's talking now to the crew. Also, he doesn't look reggae, like, at all.
Yeah, not a whole lot of Rasta in Reggie. You're right. Yeah, good point.
Like, come on. And also, yeah, I loved watching Riverdale. Like, I mean, at some point it got a little.
Well, that's the other
on.
Thing too, right? Like, there was actually a cartoon and they said each other's names.
Yeah.
I did love Archie. He was wonderful. things we grew up believing, only later in life did we realize wasn't quite right. This person now knows the L in salmon is silent.
The only thing I could come up with is because of the name, like, Solomon. Like, little, like, you know, is why they felt like the L would be, but...
Some people do say Salmon. You ever hear salmonella? Maybe that's why the confusion is there. The only other thing I can think of is when you go to the hardware store for caulking, you make that long L, caulking.
Fair. I just want to see these people exist in Vancouver for a day and watch all the weird looks they get while saying the word salmon.
Yeah, it would take you about 5 minutes to realize, maybe that's what happened here. According to the Huffington Post, things you once believed up until very recently. We're getting into the good stuff now. Final two.
Mm.
Tapioca pudding is not fish eggs, this person says. They reveal that their mom told us it was so that we would not eat her tapioca pudding. Good job, Mom.
I've seen parents do stuff like that, like hide food in other containers that they know their kids don't like. Yeah, that's brilliant. Genius. Stay away from Mom's stuff.
Broccoli, no thanks. That's where the chocolates are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll leave you with this one, unless Zoe's wants to reveal hers. This person revealed that the underwear, they just learned, goes under, first clue, underwear, that the underwear goes under, not over, the pantyhose. They admit they thought that's how you held the pantyhose up. They were 40 when they realized this, Zoe.
I'm glad you made it to 40, concerned how you got there, but okay.
All right, what's your big revelation? Things you always thought were...
Yeah, as we were talking about this, I kind of came up with like two. One quick one was that my dad would always say it was illegal to turn the lights on in the car as we're driving at night. Figured out when I started driving that that's not true.
No, it's just driver's ed. Yeah, it's just nasty. It's hard on the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I understand that being a driver, but he was like, no, it's straight up illegal. Don't touch the lights in the car. You know, kids being kids, don't touch them. But the big one for me, and I still laugh about this now, and this is all thanks to my mother. Parents, right? I went to her one day because an ex-spouse of mine, when I was in college, we were chatting away, and he's like, you do realize that you are saying the word Pacific instead of specific. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize I was doing that. Like, I knew there was a difference in the words, but then I just like wasn't doing it. And I went to my mom and I was like, do you realize that I say Pacific instead of specific when I'm talking? And she's like, yes, for a really long time. And I just thought it was cute and funny, so I didn't tell you. I'm like, you? Like, how many conversations have I been in where I look stupid? Like,
well, now it's my job to look stupid in the conversations we have. It is Yao, your Ottawa webcast. Too fun. Here's a question. What the heck is going on in Ottawa this weekend, Zoe?
Well, knock on wood, the weather is looking up for this weekend. Tonight until Sunday, the Inspirations Art Show and Sale is on at the Manitic Curling Center. It will feature all sorts of mediums of fine art from over 44 local artists. It's tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. and over the weekend from 10 to 4 p.m.
Thank you for bringing that one up. I've got to drop some stuff off of the accountant. She's in Manitic and bringing Sue with me. She's going to love that. Nice.
And if you're hungry, check out Black Dog, fantastic restaurant, or The Vault.
Yeah.
Another great one, too.
Manitic's got great restaurants.
Yes. Yeah. So tomorrow, Atletico Ottawa is facing off against Calgary. So fingers crossed the weather holds for them, of course, because they are outside at TD Place starting at 2 p.m. But hey, go grab some lunch, hang out at Lansdowne, because the PWHL Ottawa team will be then facing off against Minnesota. Ooh. Cheer them on starting at 7 p.m.
I've never been to an Atletico game. I've never been to a soccer game at Lansdowne. That's wrong.
Neither have I, actually, now that I think about it.
All right, add that to our many things we need to do. Zoe, what else is going on this weekend?
Exactly. Sunday, head out to Parliament Hill. The Tartan Day celebrations will be on. There will be amazing bagpipes, drums, Celtic music, and dancing performances from a wide range of ages, from local groups starting at noon till 1:30 p.m. You can also follow the marches, usually up from the Lord Elgin Hotel up onto Parliament Hill.
I love doing that when I was a kid.
It's such a great day. Mm. Yeah, get your favorite tartan kilt out and go head out and enjoy Tartan Day.
All right, and what about music? What do you got?
Well, of course, we love our live music here. So tonight, indie artist Chris Cresswell, usually found on the stages of Toronto, will be gracing the stage at Club Saw starting at 8:30 p.m. tonight.
All right, that takes care of Friday. What about for Saturday, April 20th, Sunday, April 21st?
On Saturday, you're going to be super excited. Juno Award winner Talk will be in town and bringing his pop tunes to the Bronson Center. The show starts at 8 p.m.
He's so good. And he's from here, too. He's from Stittsville. So great.
Yes, that's why I was like, you're going to be really excited about Saturday.
I want, because he kicks his Crocs off every time he does a live show, I want a Talk Croc.
There you go. Head out to Bronson Center. Get
my
that
new
Talk
goal.
Croc going on.
I hope so.
On Sunday, the Rainbow Room Bistro will have Ottawa's own Chrisella bringing her fearless fringe rock. It will move and soothe you. Show starts at 1 p.m.
Lots going on in and around the nation's capital this weekend. Thank you, Zoe. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. When you build and maintain meaningful relationships with others, it can provide a support network that's invaluable to you. Sharing experiences, challenges, and successes with others can amplify feelings of support and empowerment. Also, being there for others also enriches your own life, creating a cycle of positive energy and mutual empowerment. So go out there and make some positive connections. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Ottawa Life Magazine movie reviewer Keith Whittier is normally with us, but as movie reviewers do, he's off reviewing movies. In his place, Zoe and the Milkman on Yow, Y-O-W, your Ottawa webcast present, What You Watchin'? Let's start on Netflix. A new movie began streaming on Friday. Today, if you're listening on Friday, you're welcome. Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver. This continues the story of Korra and the rebels against the might of the Mother World. Don't think I even saw Rebel Moon Part 1. Perhaps we'll start there, huh?
I was going to say, we saw the trailer and we were like, oh, did we watch part one of this? Like, but it looks good. Like, sometimes I feel like the algorithm misses us and I'm like, how? Yeah. How did you miss us?
But there's so much out there too, right?
It's true. There's so much content to shove down your throat.
Although,
yeah.
I think if I were to produce a movie, how fun would it be just to release the movie and call it like part three and have everybody go, wait a minute.
Yes.
Where's one and two? There isn't. if you have the Roku channel, Roku's cool. Do you have Roku?
I do have Roku.
It doesn't
and get, it's free.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. And it doesn't get nearly the love as, you know, things like the aforementioned Netflix, etc. The Spiderwick Chronicles is new on the Roku channel. The Grace family. You know this one, do you?
Yes.
The Grace family moves from New York to Michigan and into their family's ancestral home and discover mysteries hidden inside their great-grandfather's estate and a secret fantastical world around them. Why did I sound like a Muppet there? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're based off of books, but the 2008 movie was, in my opinion, fantastic. It was really well done. And it has, Sue would be really interested in it because it has Freddie Highmore in it. And that's the guy from The Good Doctor.
Right.
She's watching, yeah.
All right. Well, Keith's not here to introduce us to new movies. So instead, let's take you virtually inside the theater for two new movies opening this weekend.
What do we know about vampires? How do we kill it?
Crucifixes.
Stake through the heart.
Daylight is a big one.
We need to find a way out of here.
We split up.
Hello?
I have a mission I want you to lead.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team. You won't like them. They're all mad.
They'll need to be.
Abort this mission now.
New at the movies, Abigail, and the second clip you heard, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I think The Ungentlemanly Warfare would be something I would be checking out this weekend. The soundtrack is, it sounds like it's going to be good. Like another one bites the dust.
You can't go wrong with Queen on your soundtrack. Sure.
I say that literally every time I cross something off my to-do list at work. I'm like, another one bites the dust.
There you go. That is what you're watching for this weekend. We affectionately refer to it as news nuggets. I guess today, Zoe, it's kind of news McNuggets. You've got a McDonald's story to lead things off.
Yeah, we got a Mick relic here in Ottawa. We usually have some, you know, artifactual things here in the nation's capital. But did we have or do we have the oldest McDonald's sign in Canada?
Ooh.
And yes, we just might in Bell's Corners.
I was going to say, either Bell's Corners or I'm also thinking the one on Montreal Road would be kind of old. But no, Bell's Corners. See, that was my go-to McDonald's as a kid.
Yeah. Exactly. And honestly, like we could have said that maybe for the Wendy's too, but then it burnt down. The one that was on
Lincoln Heights. Yeah.
Lincoln Fields.
They've rebuilt that, by the way.
They have. Someone was actually asking about that on Reddit, which I find really funny. They're like, hey, does anyone know if Ottawa has the old Wendy's with the sunroom area? And everyone was like,
sunroom.
Sorry
was so
to tell you.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yesterday we had a fatal collision on the 417-174 in the East End. And I was all over Facebook, really upset. Somebody flew a drone over that scene. And some so-called, quote-unquote, news agencies actually printed some of the photos. It's, you know, like imagine that is your loved one. Anyway, yeah. I was right on this. The OPP are all over the news today confirming that, yes, drones are illegal over any active police operation. They will be looking to charge that drone operator. Make sure you're licensed to fly that drone. You got to know what you're doing, especially over a highway.
Yes, and they also have come out stating that the person was driving in the wrong direction on the highway.
I don't know how that happens.
They have determined that.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, that's a
with like construction zones and stuff. It doesn't surprise me sometimes.
I suppose. Good news for the city of Ottawa. Rideau Carlton Casino, future Hard Rock, which I'm going to drive by this afternoon. The last time I drove past there, didn't recognize the place. Looking fantastic. Well, in the first 3 months of 2024, City of Ottawa got a nice little cut in some of the profits, $1.243 million. E-scooters, are they coming back this year? Zoe, you've got info on that.
Yes, my nightmare has returned to the city of Ottawa. I still have bad dreams about falling off of one a few years back.
Oh, no.
Yes, they are back. So use at your own will and please take caution when using them.
Ottawa is a disaster when it comes to these. I see people riding them in Europe and they've got that down. Like it works there. But here it's just, it's chaos. And on behalf of a few friends of mine who are in wheelchairs, they remind you, and I will remind you on their behalf, when you're done with the scooter, could you please like place it, you know,
well,
like, so it's not in the middle of the sidewalk. That's the thing.
Yeah. So the first year that they had them was the year that I did fall off of one. And the second year they came back last year season, they required designating parking areas. The city was like, we are not having these parked all over the place again this year. It was ridiculous. They were on the street. They were in bushes. Yeah. They were, you know, so if you want to park it and log out of the scooter, it has to be done in a certain spot, which is usually away from pedestrians.
Makes sense to me. And finally, do not be alarmed. You heard it here.
It's panic immediately.
People are going to freak out when they see a military convoy this weekend. This is a scheduled military convoy between Ottawa and North Bay. There's nothing more to read into it other than they just need to get from point A to point B. There you go. Your Friday news McNuggets. Zoe is no longer on the dating scene. I am certainly no longer on the dating scene. However, we recognize that you may well be. So, we've got your back. Thanks to Ashley Madison. Which, yes, Ashley Madison.
We all know Ashley Madison here in Ottawa.
Yes, they are notorious for being a dating website for people who are already married. Anyway, they have a list of some modern dating expressions. So if you're dipping your toes back into dating in some way, shape, or form, these are expressions that you may not be familiar with. I was not familiar with any of them. Let's see how Zoe does. I'm going to spring these on you, okay? What is call of booty? That's a dating expression in 2024. What is call of booty?
All of, I would assume it's like an updated Gen Z version of like a booty call?
That's what I thought too, but you and I are both wrong. Call of booty is when you're playing juvenile dating games.
Oh, I okay. Oh, also, yeah, like Call of Duty, like the game.
See,
Call of Duty.
This one absolutely borrowing from the Barbie movie. It's called Kenning. What do you think Kenning is?
Like I'm just me the way I am, and either like take it or leave it. Like I'm just Ken, you know. Like I'm just Zoe. I'm just John.
Yeah, no. Kenning is when men learn that that modern woman of theirs is not necessarily monogamous. Remember, this is actually Madison, guys and gals.
Yeah, right. Learn. Yeah.
All right, you're gonna like this one. Game of Tones, not Thrones. Game of Tones. This is a modern dating expression, according to Ashley Madison. What is Game of Tones?
I'm taking a real shot in the dark with this one. Like you're in a conversation and like the tones sound friendly or not friendly, but the words you're saying are friendly or not friendly.
You know what I love about you? You actually came up with something. I drew a complete blank on that. Game of Tones. When your different partners each have a unique ringtone on your phone.
Oh, no. For me, everyone is under the same ringtone. Bella's same. Lullaby from Twilight. And if you what? Text me, everyone is under the same notification of a bubble popping. So it's just like.
I have one unique text tone, and that is for when my wife texts me. Right?
Oh, no. That's, everyone just is generic. I want a surprise of when I pick up the phone, who it is.
All right. Let's see how you do with this one. From Ashley Madison, Modern Dating Expressions, Ghoster Coaster.
Oh, like you ghost them and then you don't ghost them. You ghost them and then you don't ghost them.
Pretty much.
Sorry, I'm also doing the roller coaster with my hand as I'm talking about this. I know people can't see that, but.
Pretty much. You got it. Freewheeling is a modern dating expression. What is freewheeling, Zoe?
I just think of like Free Willy. Like the movie. Like go out, roam, free willies.
It has nothing to do with freeing a willy. Nothing at all.
Oh, well,
it's,
good.
It's that feeling of engaging in a non-monog. Well, wait. It's that feeling of, well, I'm going to take that back. 100% I'm taking that back. Here we go. The definition of freewheeling. The feeling of engaging in non-monogamous sexual or romantic experiences without guilt or shame. Oh, my God. I'm going to die. That's so funny.
Okay. So what men have been doing for decades of time.
Let's end it on this one. Modern dating expressions. Rendezvous. So.
I think of like rendezvous, but like... I don't know that you're going somewhere to meet people or like at a place.
According to Ashley Madison, a rendezvous is an ongoing sexual or romantic arrangement between two consenting couples.
Oh.
We will end things there for this week. Happy dating this weekend, my friends. And thanks for tuning in to Yow, your Ottawa webcast online at yowshow.ca.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.